Welcome to podcast of Splash Gain, award-winning education technology company working on digital assessment, remote proctoring and AI. Software technology platforms of Splash Gain are being used by hundreds of customers with success worldwide. Swapnil, founder and director of Splash Gain, is discussing about how leading University of India prevented online exam cheating. Over to Swapnil.
Thank you for joining today's podcast. Today we are going to have interesting discussion about online examination implementation in a cheating-free manner by one of the leading universities of India. Social distancing norm has resulted in a lockdown sort of situation, and every education institution as well as universities are trying to adapt to it by using various techniques to conduct practical exams or online exams. There are some of the institutes who are also trying to adopt subjective online descriptive exams as well. Remote proctoring is a mechanism which is being it is actually the new normal to manage online examination process for academic courses as well as professional courses. Right from school, colleges, universities are adapting to remote proctored exams, and remote proctoring is a technology which is being used predominantly across education institutions. Still, there are some challenges where institutes are complaining or institutes are finding that still some of the students are able to cheat in the online examination process by various means and mechanisms. So typically, while conducting online exam, education institutes prefer to keep question navigation on. So if question navigation is enabled, then student after logging to the system can view all the questions, can navigate to particular question and attempt the exam, or student can also mark certain question for review, and at later point of time student can attempt such questions which are for which he or she is not sure about the answers. So in this context, there are a lot of opportunities for cheating available for the respective student. Even though it is proctored exam, there are quite a few cases which have been detected where number of students were able to get more than 90% marks in the online examination process, even though there were proctored mechanisms were in place. So what are the universities or education institutions are trying to find out solution for this? How they can get the actual result according to criteria defined by the university or according to study done by the particular student? There has to be certain sort of standard deviation in terms of result, where 10 to 15% student might fail and only 10% or 15% student might get distinction in the examination process. So there is a mechanism available where you can use setting per question timer for the online examination process. So in this case, Ekalavya platform provides facility where you can set the timer for each question in the examination process. So if you are having an objective type of exam, then you can keep the timer associated with each question, like 60 seconds or 120 seconds. So having a timer for each question can definitely provide opportunity to conduct fair online examination. So there is one of the leading University of India which adopted this technology. As prior to using this timer per question, when they conducted their online exam, they found that more than 80% of the students were able to secure more than 90% of the marks. So they wanted to normalize the results. So using timer per question provided opportunity where students need to attempt particular question shown on the screen within the stipulated period of say 60 seconds or 120 seconds. As soon as that time get elapsed, system will show the student next question, and same student will need to attempt that question as well within the 60 seconds time. So this way, even though there is a mechanism available to identify or to cheat during online examination, it is quite difficult for the student to get the real answer of the question within the period of 60 seconds. And of course, advanced AI proctoring mechanism also helps to identify facial recognition or face detection mechanisms. So in this context, university managed to do the various settings like this way, where online question paper was set with the timing for each question was set to the 60 seconds. So while starting the exam, students were shown the question only for the 60 seconds duration on the screen, and student was expected to attempt that question in that stipulated time only. So for mathematical calculation oriented questions, timer for each question can be set to say under 120 seconds or 180 seconds. Students were unable to move forward or backward to see the questions during examination process. System also used randomization approach, and only one question was visible on the screen. And there were two timers were maintained, one for the entire exam and another for the each question. And proctoring method also ensured that system capture video, audio, images of the student attempting the exam. So what was the result of this online examination implementation? Per question timer implementation resulted in a fair result of for the online exam. University conducted million plus exam sessions for its 150,000 odd students, and some of the statistics are quite interesting. Less than 3% of the students achieve more than 90% of the marks in the exam. 15% of the students failed in the exam. Very few number of students got more than 80% of the marks. And result was according to expectation of the traditional pen and paper based offline exam, where results follow standard deviation, with majority of the students being in the range of 40 to 60% of the marks. So if you are looking to conduct fair online exams, then having a timer per question during online exam along with the remote proctoring mechanism will definitely help you to conduct exam in a cheating free environment, where student will get time of only 1 minute to attempt particular question that is being shown on the screen. And probability of cheating reduces drastically, because there is only 1 minute available for the student to attempt multiple choice based question. And if that question is going to be say theory based question or calculation based question, you can allocate time per question as 2 minutes or 3 minutes. So this will definitely ensure cheating free environment for the online examination process. Eklavya platform has been used quite effectively by various universities, because it provides various advanced AI algorithms and advanced configurations related to per question timer settings, as well as question navigation enabling or disabling, along with the secure browser mechanism in order to conduct objective as well as subjective exams. Leading universities have started implementation of such useful features like per question timer to conduct fair online exam. If you are looking to conduct online exam with highest form of security, then connect with us on www.eklavya.com for detailed demonstration of our solution.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Do not forget to rate, review our podcast. We would be back with an exciting episode in the next week. Bye for now.